Villa Breakfast.
I got a text.
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.
Good morning. Is it morning? Is it nighttime? I don't know.
Well, it's Villa Breakfast.
It's Villa Breakfast. So to us, it's the morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Villa Breakfast episode. I'm going to call it episode zero.
Yeah.
Because nothing has started yet, but we have.
We're ready.
We're ready. So Love Island is back this week.
I'm so excited.
It feels like 2 days ago when All Stars finished.
I know. It feels like they're rolling in all the time.
Who even won All Stars?
Sammy. Sammy and
Kieran. They didn't last 2 minutes.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Not a fan. So we have, I feel like we go from Love Island, All Stars or Winter, whatever it is. We have a 5 minute break and then we have Summer Love Island and then it's Christmas. As soon as Love Island wraps up, we're into Strictly.
I don't watch Strictly, I'm sorry.
Amy.
No.
We won't be doing a Strictly podcast.
No. Apologies.
So how long have you watched Love Island for? Are you a big Love Island fan?
I have watched it, I think, since the second ever season of the UK one.
Who was on that?
Well, lads, it was at, it wasn't Danny Dyer.
Was it Cara and Nathan?
Yes, it was Cara and Nathan.
Okay.
And
Alex and Olivia.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Her name was Olivia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have a baby. They have two babies.
They have two babies now. Yeah. So I didn't come in until season four.
Who was in
which
that?
Would have been Danny and Jack.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
And don't even know who else was on that season. Megan Barton Hansen and Georgia Steele.
Wes Nelson.
Wes. Yeah. That's the season I came in on.
Is he a DJ now?
I think so. Like, so many of them go on and do completely random things.
Yeah.
Like, Amber Davies won the 2017 season with Kem. She's touring the UK and Ireland now with Legally Blonde, the musical.
Incredible.
Very random.
I liked her.
Good for her. She actually, I think she was very clever in the fact that she went and did, like, her musical training, then went on Love Island.
Oh,
and then
she
went
was ready.
Back to, she's been on the West End. She's been on loads of tours. Good for her. Who was your favourite Islander of all time?
Ooh, I loved Chris and Kem. Well, I know that's a duo, but Chris.
Little bit leave just, it.
Yeah, a little bit leave it. That's not me.
That's not me.
Act like Wasteman, that's not me.
Sit back down. I'm sat. I think mine would have to be Maura Higgins. And I know that's such a stereotypical answer.
Yeah, kind of.
But like...
She's iconic though.
What more could someone bring to Love Island than her?
She had
some bangers. Why are you asking her that? She doesn't.
He doesn't love her. He doesn't.
I hope everyone's saying, especially with the Irish contingent heading into the Villa this year, people are saying, is it going to be as strong?
I think you could have some characters in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, based off the little knowledge we have of them. Mm-hmm. I think it's coming back. I think Love Island, Aoife said it yesterday, Love Island is back.
Love Island is back.
It's going to be strong.
Went away for a few years. It was a bit wishy-washy.
It was just a bit meh. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like it's going to be strong. I hope I'm not wrong.
I know. Come back to this clip in like the first week of August when we're like, when is this over? Right, okay, is it time to go through some of this year's Islanders?
It.
Right, first of all, we have Robin. She's 21. She's from Liverpool. She's a quantity surveyor and DJ.
Very random.
Very random mix. They asked her, how do you plan to handle the competition? She said, oh, there's no competition. Never has been, never will be. I'll go in there and I'll definitely get what I want.
Confident.
Very confident. Very confident for someone so young.
How old is she?
21.
Oh my God. She doesn't look 21.
But none of them do. Like, do you remember the year Gemma Owen went into it and she was 19?
Oh yeah, she looked about, I won't say 30.
Like, she looked great, but she did not look like a 19-year-old who was going after Freshers
Week. She looks 26.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Lorenzo, 28. He's a business owner from Hertfordshire. Hertfordshire.
Okay. No, I can't say it now. Hertfordshire.
Yeah. It's like Worcestershire sauce. Describe your type on paper. Traditionally blonde, but not always. I quite like a posh girl.
Oh.
I like a girl who has really nice arms and he wants someone like Jessica Alba.
Really nice arms is really random.
Imagine meeting a fella on a night out and be like, oh, I love arms.
Is it bad to say, like, we can say it about men, but...
So does he want like a Pilates princess?
He wants a toned, yeah, blondie. I was going to say he's hot, but sure, he obviously... He wouldn't be going for a brunette then.
Right, next up, Mika. She is a student from Barbados, lives in London. She's 21. And I saw on TikTok, her aunt is like the Prime Minister of Barbados.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. Again, very young at 21.
Again, they look 21. So much older.
Okay, they asked her, in your love life to date, have you been a World Cup winner or knocked out in the first round? She said she hasn't even qualified.
Oh, God.
But she's a gorgeous girl.
Yeah, that sounds grim, but she is absolutely gorgeous. I hope she gets on really well.
But you know what? They all say this in their interviews, and then they go in and it's like, I've had been on 400 dates in the last 2 years, la 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 la. I think they're just kind of looking for a little bit of sympathy.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm, they're not going to be like telling their best stories. Like,
no, they're saving the best for actually being in on the show.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Lola. She's a 28-year-old detective.
That is just mad. Has there ever been a detective on the
show? I don't think so. How do you go from being a detective to then be like, you know what, I'm going to go on Love Island?
And then, not that she probably will go back to her job, but you could never go back to your job.
No.
They'd be like, I know who you are. You're a detective.
So they asked her, what kind of person are you hoping doesn't walk through the villa door? She hates men who wear backpacks.
Oh.
My big ick is backpacks, but nobody is going to have a backpack in there. With a backpack, there's too many things that can go wrong.
Like a small one or like those massive like traveling rucksacks?
I don't know. Like
anything.
Like sometimes you need a backpack, okay?
Sometimes
you need too many things. They're not going to fit in a tote bag.
Harsh.
Now, I do slightly understand what she's saying. Do you know, like, if you're in like a city, you're in Dublin or London or whatever, and the lads and they're like going to like their office jobs and they're all packed up with their backpack.
Do you know when it's like they pull the straps so it's really high up on their back? Okay, I actually know what you mean.
They
girl.
Look like they're going for their first day in first year.
Yeah. Okay, girl, I get you.
Oh, bless them. Right. Okay. Finally, we have someone with a normal job. Okay. Samuel is an electrician from Dudley. He is an electrician, which means he has a normal job. And they asked him via your reviewed your flirting game. It's very soccer themed this year.
What's that about?
World Cup. We're not in it. We wouldn't know.
No, we wouldn't know.
They said, what foul would you earn you a red card? And he said, being too nice.
Oh, but sometimes when they say they're too nice, they're not actually nice.
No.
I think if you have to tell me that, then it's probably not true.
I think every year there's kind of that fella that's like, oh, I'm just shy and awkward and too nice.
No girls like me.
Like Dr. Alex. Do you remember Hugo a few years ago?
Yeah. I met Dr. Alex in a pub in England once.
Oh,
he's really tall.
Do you know who I met?
You.
But I interviewed him, so it's not like I just bumped into him. Do you remember Farmer Will?
Yes.
Loved him. But he had that kind of awkward, like, oh, I'm just so nice, like, whatever.
But he was
that nice.
Yeah.
So we will have to see what Sam the electrician is bringing. Angelista, she's 24 and she's a nurse. Okay, another normal job.
Yeah. I like people with the normal jobs.
Yeah.
I trust them more.
I trust them. Yeah, like if they go in and be like, I'm Amy and I'm an influencer with 400,000 followers. I'm like, yeah, so you are.
Yeah.
So you are. And what? Who do you influence? What do you do? Right, okay. How do you plan to handle the competition? Angelista says, I'll put myself in the position to be seen by the guys so they know I'm interested, but I'm not going to beg for it.
Oh, she sounds like me. She sounds like she does the eyes.
The eyes?
Yeah. Do you know what they just...
No, show me the eyes.
No, I can't. It has to be in real life.
That is so funny. Okay, now this is my favourite of the lineup so far is Opie.
Okay.
He's 27 and he's a West End performer.
Oh, I saw there was a little bit of controversy about his socials that people were like, oh, I don't know.
And I think that's so ridiculous.
Really?
So ridiculous. People are going, oh, is he really Love Island type? He's a dancer. Why not?
He's not a lad's lad.
He's not a lad's lad. He likes a musical. I like a musical.
You love him.
Oh, yeah. I love a musical.
He'd get on great.
I've been looking him up and he does Panto. He was a backing dancer on Strictly.
Oh, no way.
But then I'm scared.
Curtis 2.0.
Curtis. Curtis, I can't do it again. I can't do it again.
It can't be worse than Curtis. It's not possible.
And you know what? I haven't been in that kind of theatre world growing up. Sometimes those fellas are the worst.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Sometimes they... I'm like, what can I say here that won't get me cancelled by my many stage school friends?
Oh, God.
Sometimes that they bad? Can be just as bad as the GAA lads or the soccer lads.
Rugby lads.
The rugby lads. Okay, have you been a World Cup winner or knocked out in the first round? He said, knocked out in the first stage. I'm awful. I last about 5 minutes with any girlfriend. Then it's like, bye. I've got such a wandering eye.
He's
Opie. Opie.
You were doing so well.
You were doing so well.
Don't say you have a wandering eye. That's a mad thing to say. Would you not keep that to yourself?
That's what they want in Love Island, though. They want the drama.
I suppose, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Jasmine, she's 27, from Dubai, and she's a fashion business owner. Now, I've had a look at her socials. She has a massive following.
She has the biggest following of anyone going in there.
Okay.
And people are calling her the next Molly May.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you plan to handle the competition? She said, respectfully, what competition?
Oh.
Jasmine, give me a bit of that.
She's stunning. I would be scared of her.
I would be too. Right, okay. And Aiden, he's 23, youngest of the boys, it seems, and he's a property broker.
Sorry, can I guess where he's from?
Go on.
Is it Essex?
No. He's from Kent. Close enough.
Close enough.
They said, how do you plan to handle the competition? He said, I don't really see it as competition. If someone chooses someone else over me, then it just wasn't meant to be.
Fair enough.
He seems nice.
Seems sound.
Right, next one is the big one. It is Sean Fitzy.
Fitzy in his mitzy. What are we saying?
Look, do you know what? I'd say he'll be a bit of crack.
I think so too.
Now, the only thing I can say is in the last couple of days since he's been announced, I think every girl in Ireland has posted on TikTok being like, when the lad you were just texting is announced for Love Island.
Oh, I know. I've seen so many of them.
How did he do it? How has he made his way through all of them?
He's getting around the country.
So he's 25. He's in Galway. He is a primary school teacher and he plays GAA.
I just wouldn't have him down as a primary school teacher.
No.
He's like... wired to the moon.
Describe your type on paper. Female.
Oh, great.
Nothing more. He's not fussy. I had a look through his socials and I hope he is as entertaining in the villa as he is on TikTok.
Did you watch his application video?
Yeah, and the fact that he's like, why does nobody just run up and scare people?
See, that's a bit of me. That's what I would do. I would just prank people.
I'm like, why is no one playing mermaids in the pool? Why are we not playing mermaids in the pool?
He'd probably do it.
Yeah,
he would.
That's what we need. Okay, Ellie, she's 24 from West Lothian and she's a real estate videographer.
Oh, that's really random.
She just takes pictures and videos of houses.
Yeah.
Good for her. In your love life to date, have you been a World Cup winner or knocked out? And she said, nowhere near even qualifying. But just like Scotland, because she is Scottish, I've qualified this year and we're bringing it home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do like the Scottish people.
And I have noticed on socials that she's having a lot of kind of interaction with Paige Turley, who won the first ever Love Island Winter Series back in 2020, who was also from Scotland.
Who was she with?
Finley. Yes.
Ah, she was Lewis Capaldi's ex.
Yes.
I'm with you now.
So they are having a bit of back and forth. And okay, our final Islander is 25-year-old Samraj. He is a model from Birmingham. You have to have a model in Love Island, don't you?
Yeah.
You have to have at least one.
He looks like a Ken doll, though.
He does.
He's too perfect.
He does look like a Ken doll. They said, are you here for the drama or is finding love your only goal? He said, I like a bit of both. Best case scenario, I'm walking out with someone I really connect with, my first girlfriend, but I don't mind a bit of drama. Is that a red flag if you're 25 and you've never had a girlfriend before?
No, I don't think in this day and age.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's so hard to find anyone.
Okay.
And to like mesh well with them. And I don't know, people play games now and it's a minefield. It's hell out here.
Right, quick fire round of predictions.
Okay.
Give them to me. Who are you predicting? Okay, we'll go through all the girls and who you think they're going to be.
What are you basing yours off, though? I went off purely looks.
Purely looks and just the vibes I was getting off their Instagrams.
Okay, do you want to go first?
Okay, Robin, 21-year-old DJ, I'm putting with Sean.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put her with Simraj.
Okay. Okay. I just think DJ, bit of crack in her. Maybe she should go with.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Mika, 21 from Barbados. I'm putting her with Aiden.
Oh, I put her with Lorenzo.
Oh, I just think 21 and 28, it's a big gap.
Okay, true, yeah.
But I suppose in the villa, what is it?
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, putting her with Aiden. Okay. Ellie, 24 from Scotland. I put her with Blondie Sam. Sam the electrician.
Ellie, I put her with Sean.
Okay.
I could see them together.
I was stuck between... There's two blondes. I can't tell the difference. Robin and Ellie. Like, good for you guys.
Yeah.
Lolish, 28. I put her with Opie.
I put her with Aiden.
Okay.
Visually, they look good together.
I do think 28 as a female is a very different to being a 21-year-old fella.
Oh, he's 21.
He's 23.
Okay.
I just wonder, will she click with the girls that she's that? Don't get me wrong, 28 is still really young.
Thank you.
But there's a big difference between being 28 and 21.
Yeah, true.
And will she click with the girls as much?
Mm.
Right, Angelista, 24-year-old nurse. I've put her with Samraj.
Oh, I put her with Sam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cute. And your final one, Jasmine, 27, from Dubai. Bye.
I put her with Opie.
Okay. Okay.
Who did you put her with?
I put her with Lorenzo because he said he likes a girl with nice arms.
Okay.
And someone like Angelina Jolie or Jessica Alba.
Yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
We'll see who's right.
We will see. At the time of recording, we don't know how they're going to couple them up. Will they be like stepping forward? Yeah. Will we be given a choice to vote? Well, not us because we're not in the UK.
We never get a vote.
So for the season as a whole, what are you hoping for? I want them to bring back like the more challenges.
Yeah, I want more challenges. I don't want any stupid games like I hated the baby challenge. I hope that never ever comes back.
Oh, I love the baby challenge.
It's so pointless. Like, they always cry. There's no point to it.
It's funny though. We've gotten so many fun bits out of that, like crashews.
Yeah.
Cashews nuts. And then, do you know that? It's still a meme going around now, like a couple of years later. And it's like, Tommy,
what are you doing? Yeah, I suppose some funny moments, but I just don't like it overall. It bores me.
Obviously, we have movie night. That's the good
love
one.
Love those.
I love the ones where it's just like pulling the name out of the box and stuff, the dance, the heart rate challenge. But I want to see, like, the Twitter challenge or the reading the text or
yeah,
something
more from the actual viewers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give them hints, be like, your man's an Egypt.
Yeah.
Get rid.
Just something that's something a bit juicier.
Yeah. I want the drama.
Last year was full of drama with Tony and Yasmin and Megan Dijon.
I hated them.
Who?
Megan Dijon.
Oh, I thought you meant you hated Tony. I was like,
no.
I loved her.
I love her. But is she broken up with your man?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't ask her. Hold on, I just ring her there now.
I want an interview with them or something.
I interviewed Megan Forte Clark
yep.
and Connor earlier in the year and they were really nice.
They're very cute together.
Very normal. I stopped them and I was like, oh, can we get a quick interview? And Connor was like, hold on, I take out my retainers. He's really limerick like.
Yeah, they seem really nice. They're
yeah,
a cute
they
couple.
Are lovely. Okay.
That's us done.
Predictions. If you have any predictions, send us in a little voice note.
We'd love to hear from you.
DM us on Instagram with your predictions. DM us on TikTok.
Send us voice notes.
0851029103.
Get them in.
Did I give the right number?
Yes, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Haven't just been working here for like 5 years. But that is us.
First
we will be back with our review on Beat Breakfast later in the week.
Yes, can't wait.
For now, bye-bye.
Bye.
Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.